Welcome to the Hunted and Gathered podcast. We're hunting and gathering home design, decor, and renovation ideas from designers, bloggers, and do-it-yourselfers from across Canada and beyond. Discover your inner designer and be inspired to make your own living space feel more like home.
Hi, welcome to the Hunted and Gathered podcast. Today, I'm talking with Kim Power. Since 2010, Kim has been sharing her fresh, crisp interiors with her readers on her blogs Restoration House and Kim Power Style. The sewing, crafting, do-it-yourselfer perfectly captures the modern farmhouse look. I'm excited to talk with Kim today to learn more about her style and what inspires her. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being with me today and chatting with me about your blog. So let's get started. How did you start blogging?
Well, I started in 2010. I had been off work with an injury, and I was just hanging around home, and a friend of mine had started a blog and had emailed a bunch of her friends to let them know and asking them if they could check it out and see what they thought of it. And it was really the first time I had knew there was even decor bloggers. And so I checked it out, and one thing led to another. I got onto her blog. From her blog, I found other bloggers, and I was just hooked. I felt like I had found my tribe of people, and it was like, this is where they all hang out. I was wondering, and yeah, I sort of felt like I was home, and it was just amazing. I think I stayed up for hours that night just going through different blogs, and it was just a whole new world for me.
That's so exciting. Isn't it cool when you find someone who shares your passion and you think, oh, there's more than just me out there?
Oh, that's exactly what it was. It was like, yes, I'm not the only one. And it's like, I can do this. And So, yeah, it was pretty exciting for me. And I thought, you know, I have this time off of work. And I thought, gosh, I do all these things in my home all the time and nobody sees them. I thought, what a great opportunity to just be able to share the little projects that I do, and whoever wants to look at them can. And yeah, that's how it started. It's actually starting with my friends.
I think that's great. I'm so glad that you did start sharing, because your blog is very inspiring. So it's wonderful.
Thanks so much.
So who inspires you, or what inspires you? It doesn't have to be a person.
There are so many things that inspire me. I'm on IG a lot, so there's different people on there who inspire me. Stylists from magazines inspire me. Window fronts inspire me. Really, everything inspires me. And yeah, there really is so much inspiration out there. And when I'm on a roll, it's like, yeah, I'll see vignettes in different places, and all of that will inspire me. I need to go home and recreate that or try something new. So yeah, people and places, there's so much inspiration out there now. Overwhelming.
It is. It can be, for sure. But I like how you can harness that inspiration and make it into something great. So who are your favorite designers? Any designers that you follow on Instagram or that you make sure you check out what they have going on?
She's not around a lot on social media, but Tricia Foley is one of my favorite designers. She has this really clean, kind of modern farmhouse aesthetic. I don't know if you know her, but she has a great book called Lifestyle, and it's really just timeless classical style with natural materials, vintage finds. She does everything from flea market finds to antiques, but in an uncluttered way, in a clean, crisp way. Yeah, she's one of my all-time favorites. Atlanta Bartlett, I love. And even Sarah Richardson. I love Sarah, you know. And I do love color, although people don't.
You love color, just maybe not right in your house, right?
Yeah, like I do. I do like color, but I find that when I have a neutral background, then I can just add whatever I want. And I can do my blues in the summer and, you know, whatever. So, Yeah, I do like color, but yeah, I like those designers that have more of a neutral aesthetic.
And you can really see those that influence in your style too. I mean, I can, as a fan of yours, I can see where you know, you have that modern farmhouse feel. So, I think it's great. So, what are some of the challenges you faced when you're blogging?
I think a major challenge, I think not just me but other bloggers face, is time, and the time and the energy that goes into blogging. I think unless you do it, people don't realize how much time goes into even one blog post, because you know, from start to finish, you're creating, you have to clean, you have to create, you have to style, then you have to photograph, and then you have to edit. So all these things take a lot of time. So I think, especially for people who are doing it part-time, for me right now, I'm off work, my kids are older, they're out of the house, I have more time, but even then, time is a big thing with blogging. And a second challenge that I face, and I'm sure it's not for everyone, but it's the technological aspect. You know, when I first started, I had no technological savvy at all. And my youngest daughter was at home at the time, so she helped me out a bit, but it's a real learning curve. And getting back into blogging now, that has still been, it's even gone further now. There's so many things you need to know. So I think those are my main challenges right now, and I think were in the beginning when I first started as well.
Oh, and I'm sure that, you know, you're not the only one facing those challenges either. And I'm always shocked at these how these bloggers can turn out, you know, 3 and 4 posts a week, where I'm struggling to, you know, put out 1 or 2. The same reason, it takes a lot of time, and you know, like you said, there's the styling and there's the cleaning and even coming with the ideas and making sure what you've written is well written and something people are going to want to read. Do you make an effort to keep on top of trends? You know, are you out there looking for them? Do you like to incorporate them in your house?
You know, I don't think I'm actually out there looking for them. As I think, as I see them around, if there's something that you know, I'm drawn to, it may be something that I will, you know, grab onto and try to incorporate. But I do try to stay sort of classic. I try to stay classic in the way that, you know, it's something that everyone can find. But at the same time, there are trends out there that I do see. And if they're affordable, then I don't mind grabbing a few pieces here and there and incorporating them to sort of update the look. But, yeah, I don't. First of all, I don't have the resources to go out there with every trend and to, you know, to buy a lot of new things. But I tend to gravitate more towards a classical look anyways and a vintage look. So, but if it's reasonably priced, I will go out and grab a few things just to brighten things up and make them look a little more modern.
Sure, yes. And I really appreciate that you, on your blog, you always kind of are conscious of cost, and you do make, you know, low cost, no cost, little improvements to your house, even just changing things around. I like that you can take a room and change it around and make it look new. I think that's a real talent.
There's a lot of people out there who, you know, who are on strict budgets. So I really like to, you know, show them, like, there is a way of doing this at a low cost or a no cost. And it's just a way for them to feel included and feel like, you know, I can update my home without a big budget. But at the same time, if there's people out there with big budgets, it's like, you go for it. Got it. Use it.
So, you know, when you're looking around and you're seeing trends that you like and you might want to incorporate, do you ever start to feel discontented or self-conscious about your own space? You know, especially when you're blogging and you know that other people are reading it and going to be seeing what you're doing to your house. Do you ever have that, you know, blog envy or Pinterest stress?
I think, definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us do. Mm-hmm. You know, as I talk to other bloggers and other people on Instagram, and especially the ones you don't think are going to deal with that, the ones who do have the beautiful homes, and when they start, you know, confessing that, oh, you know, I felt bad. I felt like maybe I wasn't going to measure up to everyone else's. You know, you feel like you're the only one, but I realize I'm not the only one. And yes, I definitely deal with that. Mm-hmm. Because there's all, you know, I have three daughters and I told them growing up, there's always going to be somebody prettier, skinnier, mm-hmm. taller, funnier, but just be you. And
yes.
So I try to adhere to that, but there's definitely times when you see things on Pinterest or mm-hmm. you see other people and they have a much bigger home, because I don't really have a big home. And so, you know, sometimes it's like you can get envious of the people that can go out there and, you know, they have the big budgets for the restoration mm-hmm. hardware furniture and have the, you know, so that it definitely comes in. And I, you know, for those who are listening and who think that maybe they're the only one, everybody goes through that.
Mm-hmm. That's
at least
right.
Everyone I've talked to.
I think it's universal. Honestly, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about, you know, how it's kind of tied to our own feelings of self-worth, like you were speaking to your daughters about. I think it is. It's just, you know, as we grow up, maybe we're not as worried about our bodies anymore or if we're the prettiest or the funniest. But, you know, now our home, that's our what the world sees of us. So definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing that. I think it's good for us to hear that from other people, especially bloggers who do have beautiful homes and their homes are always on display. So it's good to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, also to realize mm-hmm. that what you see in the square, that's only one piece. Like
right.
nobody's home is clean all the time or perfectly styled. Or,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know what? Everybody has a dirty kitchen at times. Everyone has an unstyled living room. It's just, you know, we're all just people, right?
That's
and
right.
And not
yeah.
to really get caught up in that, I wish my home was a Pinterest home.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
nobody's home looks like that all the time, especially if you've got kids and
exactly.
a husband and pets.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. No, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. So have you had a favorite design project that you've done on the blog, or maybe that you didn't cover on the blog?
Yeah. It was when actually I wasn't blogging, and then I was thinking of starting up blogging again, and my husband is always saying, honey, take before pictures, no matter what. So I did take some before pictures of this project, but lost them on the laptop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so my favorite project has to be, and it's probably on the blog in pictures, but mm-hmm. it's my shiplap in the living room. It's like, it's one of my favorite projects to me that has made the biggest impact in this room. And, definitely one of my favorite projects, but I never got to actually do a tutorial on it, which I got so many, questions and so many people want me to do a tutorial on it, but lost all my before pictures. So that's got to be one of my favorite projects.
And shiplap is so popular right now and beautiful and yet so impactful. And it really does look great in your space. So it is a shame that you didn't have the before pictures, but I'm sure that there's other tutorials out there that can help people if that's something that they want to do.
Definitely. And I refer people to those tutorials too, but I really wish I'd done it because it was so much fun. And my husband and I did it together.
Oh, that's really special. It's kind of fun when you can renovate together.
Yeah,
great.
He does. I do more of the design. He does sort of the grunt work. So I'll tell him where to put it, although
right.
I can put a few nails in. But, I'm more the designer who does a bit more of the grunt work, although I do the fine cutting. So.
Good for you. Good for you working the power tools.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Do.
So that's been your favorite project, and it's obviously turned out amazingly. So have you had any that maybe haven't turned out so well?
I was thinking about this, and there was different things that we've done in our home. And I think when you're you know, watching the design shows too, you always seem to run up against some little problem, whether it's measurements or it can even go further than that. But I've had the odd little, you know, measuring mistake and things like that. And I guess for me, the main thing to do when that happens is I just, first of all, you're probably so exhausted, but just sit down and just take a breather and, like, just think about how things, how you can work this out. And it usually, it always comes out in the end. You always find a solution, but it's like, it can be very stressful, but yeah, it's just sit back, relax, and just take a breather and think about, you know, all the different solutions you can come up with, and you always do. But there hasn't been, thank God, any major thing that's gone wrong.
That's wonderful that you can say that. That's great. And really good advice, because I think when when something big does happen that's gone wrong, you're not always thinking straight. You're right. You're tired and you're just thinking, how can I fix this right now? So wonderful advice to just sit back and consider all the options. Yeah. So on your blog, you do feature a lot of budget conscious ideas and things you've picked up from garage sales and thrift stores. So what's your best budget friendly design tip?
One of my favorites, and the reason why I'm thinking of this now is because I just put my curtains in the wash before it got on the phone. But one of them is, I change out my curtains in my breakfast nook all the time with the different seasons. And if you're going and you're getting some cheap curtains at HomeSense, they don't have a lining. One of the tips and tricks that I use is I get the IKEA white, I believe they're called Linda curtains, and I use them as a makeshift liner. So it just makes your cheaper curtains look that much better. It makes them look weightier, a little heavier, and it makes them look more expensive. So I basically put the IKEA curtain right behind my other curtain. I will flip over the top and just clip them, put them on clips and hang them. So it looks like your curtains are lined. It just makes them so much better.
That's amazing. That's a great idea. And I love that I love that you swap out your curtains for the seasons, because I bet that makes your room just feel like you're kind of walking into a whole new room.
It does.
That's wonderful.
I've got white furniture, so having that sort of neutral base, you can change out and swap your curtains and the pillows, and it makes a whole new room, and especially for the different seasons. And even using those clips, I have used flat sheets as curtains. I have used just regular fabric that I've gotten from garage sales as curtains. All I do, I don't even hem them. I just attach them to the clips, and I put them up. I'll put a little fold over the top, so from the front end, it looks like it's all nicely hemmed. But I don't even have them, and I put them on the clips and I hang them. And that way you can change them around. You can make them fit your window exactly. You can change them up. I've been doing it for years.
No, that's brilliant. Really wonderful. And I like that you get your stuff from garage sales. You don't need to go out and spend a lot of money on curtains. That's perfect.
You don't. And sometimes you can get the fabric on sale. It's a lot cheaper than going out and buying a curtain. And flat sheets, too, if you can get some good quality flat sheets, sometimes they're on sale for 50% off. You'd never get curtains at that price. Right. And they're beautiful.
And I love the no-sew. You can just flip them over, clip them up, and you're done.
Yeah.
It's like, a few minutes to new curtains. That's perfect. My kind of project. That's great.
It's easy and,
wonderful.
I'm also simple and easy.
I love it. I love it. Kim, thank you so much for talking with me today and for sharing all these wonderful ideas and just the story of how you started blogging. It's really great and really inspiring. I hope that you'll continue to keep blogging and keep inspiring your readers. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed our guest today. Please visit our website, thehuntedandgathered.com, for more information on today's episode, show notes, and links. I'd love to hear your comments, questions, and suggestions for upcoming shows. And remember, it's not about having the best. A home should be a place that makes you feel your best.